Okay, our friends. So today we are reading in the Lego City 5-Minute Stories book. Of course, it's never just 5 minutes with us, is it? No. So if you are out there listening to our story while you are, I don't know, let's say building Lego, then this is the perfect thing because we can make your time more than 5 minutes. We can make it like 15. So we want to give our patrons shout out to our friends who we know are, in fact, doing Lego right this very minute. And their names are Lexo and Miko. And we hope that you guys really love this story. So today's story is from the Lego City 5-Minute Stories book. It's the second story in the book. It's called Costume Capers. And it's based on the story by Kelly McCain. And it's read today by Mommy. And
so, my friend you met last time.
Okay. Lloyd, we met yesterday. Are you from Ninjago as well?
Kai.
Your guy, the fire ninja? Nice. Well, I hope you enjoy this story, Kai. Are you ready?
If it has corn, I love corn.
You're gonna like it? Oh, well, I think, well, let's find out.
It doesn't say in the show that Kai loves corn, but Kai loves corn.
Yeah.
Especially roasted hot corn.
Mmm, with salt and butter? Yum. Okay, well, pay attention, because who knows what might come in this story. You ready? Okay. Mayor Fleck's alarm clock went off and he sat up in bed. "It's Monday," he said, "which is a work day. I love work." He eagerly got out of bed and went to the bathroom. "That's odd," he said. Something felt strange, but he couldn't figure out what it was. While he took a shower, he figured it out. He cried. "My corn outfit! I never take it off. Where has it gone?" He searched his apartment, but he couldn't find the corn outfit anywhere. In a panic, he put on a simple suit from his closet and rushed to work. Mayor Fleck arrived at town hall. His assistant, Carol Yay, stopped him before he entered his office. "Excuse me, sir, the mayor isn't here yet," she said. "Is he expecting you?"
I am the mayor," Mayor Fleck insisted. "Don't you recognize me?"
No, Carol stammered. The mayor looked at Carol's daughter, Madison, who had come to work with her mom. The mayor asked her,
"You know me, don't you, small Carol?"
"Mommy, who is this stranger?"
whispered Madison. "You seem a little confused, sir," said Carol. "Please take a seat. The mayor will be here soon." Mayor Fleck took a seat and waited for himself to arrive.
"Wait a minute. I am the mayor," he cried. "It's me. Can't you see?"
Carol frowned and looked closer and closer until she gasped.
"Ah, it is you. But, sir, you don't look like you."
"I don't really feel like myself either," said the mayor.
Carol became worried.
"Even with my boundless optimism, I can see that this is not a good situation," she said.
I love that she has boundless optimism, don't you? Yeah. Mayor Fleck quickly found out what she meant. Without his corn outfit, no one recognized him all morning. He tried to sign off on a new construction site, but no one wanted to start working until the real mayor showed up. He tried to open a new shopping center, but no one believed he was the mayor. The new shop stayed closed and no one would work. Hey, get your head up away from the microphone. This is the microphone. The new shops stayed closed, and no one could work. He went to visit the new wing of the hospital, and everyone thought he was a confused patient who'd bumped his head. Back at the mayor's office, Carol was worried. "Unless people recognize you, you can't do any work," she frowned. "The city will fall apart."
"Ugh," cried Mayor Fleck. "Not do any work."
He couldn't even imagine that. Suddenly, Madison had an idea.
"I know,"
she cried and rushed out. Before they knew it, she was back with her friend Billy and an airplane costume.
"If you wear a costume, everyone will know who you are,"
Madison explained.
"I don't know, but I'll give it a try," said Mayor Fleck.
He put on the costume and smiled.
"This outfit is excellent. Thank you."
Unfortunately, the costume's wings were so long that Mayor Fleck couldn't turn or move.
"Look, there's a button on this airplane,"
said Billy.
"Maybe the wings will fold down if we press it."
But when Billy pressed the button, the wings didn't fold. Instead, the propeller started to spin and the mayor flew into the air. Whoosh!
"Help!"
cried Mayor Fleck as he shot across the room and right out the window. Crash! Luckily, instead of hitting the ground, Mayor Fleck landed right on top of Harl, the handyman's bicycle.
"Thanks for breaking my fall,"
the mayor said, freeing himself from the airplane costume.
"Happy to help, flying stranger," said Harl. "Believe it or not, it's Mayor Fleck."
"Oh, believe it or not, it's Mayor Fleck," Madison called from the window. "He needs a new special outfit, and soon."
"No problem," cried Harl, a little surprised. "I've just been to my ballet class, Mayor, so you can borrow my tutu."
He has a tutu.
You are so...
What? Back in his office, Mayor Fleck put on the tutu and did a twirl.
"I like it," he told them. "I think it will help my image. Nothing says work like a pink, sparkly tutu."
He picked up his pen, which for some reason had turned into a banana. Then he tried to sit down at his desk to work, but the skirt bunched up around his face. Mayor Fleck frowned.
No, I can't see. This skirt stops me from doing my work."
"Quick, we need a different costume," cried Carol.
She picked up the telephone, which surprisingly had turned into a banana. Why is everything turning into bananas?
This story is bananas. Can you imagine? Can you imagine watching this mayor in his nice suit wearing a bright pink sparkly tutu?
Nonsense. It's just silly.
"I'll call Freya. She always has good ideas in a pinch."
It wasn't long before a fire truck screeched up in front of Town Hall and Freya dashed up the ladder.
"Here you go," she said, handing over a blue bundle. "Try this."
Soon, the mayor had squeezed into the new costume. Now he was dressed as a ninja and was holding nunchucks.
Is that what ninjas wear, Kai?
As long as it's red, I'm okay. As long as it's red,
yeah.
Or gold, or green, or black. Or white. So technically it is okay.
Yeah, he's in the picture we can see he's wearing a white...
Or blue.
...gi, I think is what they call it. Mm-hmm.
"What are these?"
he asked, swinging them around. Oh, nunchucks are dangerous.
Sir, they're... Actually, began Freya, but it was too late. The nunchucks slipped out of the mayor's hands, oh no,
and flew across the office, oh no. Everyone ducked as the
nunchucks swung past their heads and knocked over a vase and a lamp.
All this smashing is distracting me from my work, said Mayor Fleck. I need a new costume right away before the city falls apart.
This time, Madison and her friends came back with a huge crowd and lots of fun outfits. The mayor was a majorette and then a cloud. Do you know what a majorette is? Mm-mm. Okay, so that's a person who would lead the band. She would have a baton and she, And then a cloud, and then a washing machine. His head started to spin.
No, 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 he said.
Then he was a book, and a bee, and a cupcake. His brain started to boggle.
No, no, no,
he cried, backing away from the crowd.
Stop this! No more!
No one listened. Next, he was a walrus, and then a pixie, and even a slice of cheese. And there was a whole avalanche of costumes.
Help! Wailed the mayor. This is a nightmare!
Beep, beep, beep. What was that? It sounded exactly like his alarm clock. He sat up in his bed. The mayor gasped.
Oh, I was dreaming. It actually was a nightmare. Well, I suppose that makes sense. And in a nightmare, I was wearing a bunch of colorful costumes. That would never happen in real life.
Mayor Fleck got out of bed and looked down at himself. Phew. He was wearing his beloved and completely sensible corn outfit, just like he did on every other ordinary day.
It's so good that everything's back to normal, said the mayor. And fortunately, things won't turn into bananas anymore.
I don't know why things were turning into bananas, but you know, that was what I was thinking maybe when it was happening. You know how like the phone turned into a banana and he was like, oh, I think it was because it was a dream.
No, if it wasn't a dream, why do you think it would be turning into bananas?
Things don't just turn into bananas unless they are bananas to begin with. Do you know what I say? This story is bananas. And it is also the